Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Welcome if you're new here. I appreciate you a lot. So I have this ritual and I haven't done it all summer because it's like freaking early where I live. When the sun comes up, it's not going to happen that early. But I wanted to share with you a primary point. Here's some context. It's dawn. Actually, it's well before dawn. And I have this ritual of sitting out before the sun. Now, for my night owls, y'all might want to just stay up late, and that's okay, all right? I am a morning person, obviously, or pre-morning, and the reason why I do this is because I like to bookend, so to speak, my days. I like to have quiet time in the morning. I like to have quiet time in the evening, and so it helps me just be more grounded in the work that I do. And so what I appreciate about the dawn, though, very specifically, is it's kind of like this transition point where you have the quiet, generally speaking, of the night, and then you have this like beautiful, cherished dawn song. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. And I think that it's really a beautiful thing. And it's like when one or two birds or the frogs or other critters start moving about. Like I just was driving back up the hill and there was this little family of deer with fawn that still had spots, right? And they're transitioning into the forest and they were crossing the road. Everything's crossing the road these days for me. Check out the last video if you're curious about that and possums. But this is something I wanted to share because this is my routine. You don't have to have it, but I wanted to know or point out that, well, number one, have quiet time where you can get it, okay? And it doesn't have to be 5 hours. It doesn't mean you go to a mountaintop and meditate for, 20 minutes every hour and close a nostril. Like, that's not what this is about, unless that actually works for you, and that's totally cool. But I wanted to share this because when we can bookend our day, right, and we can cherish ourselves, nature, whatever you want to call it, in a certain way, in a routine, I think it helps root us into our work a little bit better because we can be more thoughtful, we can be clear, we can see things maybe from a different angle. Or, like sometimes I'm making tea in my kitchen and I'll have aha moments in my kitchen. Like, we're worrying and we're spiraling, we're like, oh, what do we do about this? Da 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 da. Sometimes you need the stillness for that thought or that idea or the thing that you need to know, that clarity to come through, okay? This is also why I do this. And I just wanna say my final point before wrapping this up, quiet time counts as work. I struggled with this a lot, actually, when I first started doing this. And because I do start work early. So I always felt this push or this guilt, like, oh, Virginia, you need to, get to work, get started. Work is X, Y, Z, the things we've always been taught about work. But over time, I've shifted that thinking because I'm like, one, first of all, I'm my own boss. Number two, though, more importantly, I think like having that quiet time matters for the reasons I just said, for those clarity, pieces of the day, understanding more about yourself, why you do this work, why you maybe, or in this case, like want to, jump from a job into a business or build them in an overlapping way. So this is what I want to share with you. Oh, I just heard the bell of my sheep. She's waking up and she might interrupt this public service announcement. Okay. So that's what I wanted to share. Quiet time counts as work. It might not to your boss if you're still working for somebody, but if you're working for yourself, consider this, whether you do bookends like I do, or you have, some people take like on the hour, take a five, right? Just get off your desk for a second or wherever you work, at that coffee shop or tea shop or something, just take a minute and do nothing. Don't even be on your phone. Don't even people watch, some of these signs or synchronicities come in our view and we go, oh, now I see you. Okay. So I know this is a little garbled. I've only had one cup of tea this morning, so work with it. Okay. You can translate. I'll figure that out with you. And if you ever have any questions about this, I'm more than happy to share. And just remember to do life and work with soul, whatever that looks like to you. Okay. All right. I'm going to go get another cup of chai. I hope you have a great week ahead. Okay. And I'll talk to you later.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.